Okay, we're actually recording. You're a photographer in production?
Yes. Right. Well, the primary photographer.
You're a photo in proto. That's a short. Yeah. That'd be good.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop on the Road. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Lenny,
Jonathan.
We are here with Michael Sylvester, and he's the primary photographer, and he does production work for Renegades, the Star Trek fan film that's been released probably in the last 6 months, Michael? Is that about it?
About 3-4 months. Actually, in September.
Okay.
They released it in September.
Like 2 months.
Wow. Yes.
And one of the things that's unique about this, and you were got the pleasure of being there, about all the actors that have come back for this fan film, and how did this actually begin? Because what I understand, it was supposed to be a pilot, actually, for CBS, so if you want to explain a little bit of the history of Renegades.
All right, well, Renegades, it was a creation of, I believe, Sky, Frank, and Tim, and it's something they've been wanting to do for a while. So they was able to finally get together, and they started a Kickstart program. A lot of people donated. They helped out. I know they themselves put money into the project themselves. They get this. And I got in touch with Tom Moore. He's one of the producers. They were looking for a photographer, and I told him, so, hey, I'd be glad to come do pictures. And he said, well, are you sure? You're from Huntsville. I said, tell me what day I need to be there, and I'll be there the day before. So... anyway, they got me down, started taking pictures and stuff like that. And I think the first day I took over 4,000 pictures, and Tim like, I don't need that many pictures. But
now with Tim, we're talking Tim Russ.
Tim Russ, yes.
Tim Russ,
yes. And everything. And it's just amazing that you get used to see Tim Russ as Tuvok on Star Trek Voyager. But when you meet him in real life, he's like, totally different. You know, like
yeah,
whoa.
How were all the different actors? I mean, because it's very rare for, I mean, fan films, you know, there's everywhere, but it's very rare to bring in actual actors from the series. So was that, were they hard to work with, you know, were they complete divas, or was it,
no, actually,
what was the experience?
They was not, actually, they were all very open to me. They were all welcomed me, and they were just like regular people. I mean, if they had not been on TV or nothing, you just walk past them, they just like everyday person. You just walk, just sit down, we talk just like this, back and forth. None of them didn't have no, like, the snobbish attitude or, like, I'm better than everybody else.
Well, I mean, with Star Trek, they're from a more enlightened time. You know, we've kind of put war on Earth to bed. And so, you know, you think that they would be a little, even the actors would be a little bit more humble.
I think the problem with a lot of fans, what they do, they put that actors way up on a high pedestal, and they forget that they're actually people right there. And so when they meet them, you know, of course, like everybody, they have their bad days. You know, I've seen one or two have their bad days, and but when they got on the camera, you couldn't even tell. So, you know, they kept it very professional.
High level professionalism,
yes.
That's good.
Where was it filmed at again?
California.
It was in California.
Yeah.
That process. Was it grueling? And
we get there at around probably about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and we did not leave till sometimes 12 or 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, very little sleep.
So did they pretty much try to shoot straight through as fast as they could, or did they actually take some breaks too?
Well, we actually had a break right in the middle to give everybody, you know,
because wasn't about an hour and a half film.
Yes,
hour and a half, roughly?
Actually, if you count all the film, you probably got 3 hours worth of filming they have done.
Okay.
Right there.
So
and
edited down to that.
Yeah, so, and also it was kind of amazing, some of the scenes, like from the bridge scenes with Cormac right there, you know. He did his lines right there, and he actually did his lines 2 or 3 different ways. Because sometimes the producers will let them deviate from their lines a little bit, as long as they get the same message. because, you know, they'll get on there and say, well, I don't like the way how that came. It's like, can I try this? And then they go back and decide, well, hey, yeah, we do like this better.
So they do multiple takes, just like anything.
Yes.
So it's not always the director saying, it's the actor saying, moment, redo.
Yeah, no, sometimes it's the director, all right, let's do that again.
So how many weeks were you in production over there? How long were you there?
We was filming a little over 30 days.
Wow,
that's actually a pretty short time. Like, that's impressive to get it all done and shebang. I mean, not completely edited or anything, but...
What it all comes down to is the money right there. You could look at your typical average Star Trek, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, $600,000 they probably spent on an episode. They were working on a budget of $200,000, something like that.
For the whole show.
Yeah, for the whole show. So
and that was one of my questions. How, with all the actors coming back, some of them Star Trek alums, some of them, at least maybe not Star Trek, but they do work within the business.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just their love of Star Trek that had them come back to do this?
It was actually their love, and for many of them, I can say it was the love for the Star Trek right there. And what they usually get paid on like a regular episode, from what I heard, they didn't get paid that much on this. But because they're in a union, they had to be paid something.
I think minimum. I don't know what minimum is.
I have no idea.
So that's kind of unique in itself. And you've heard some of the other actors. You know, Thomas Jane has done that with some of the fan films. And I think the guy that plays, True Blood, the brother in True Blood.
I know who you're talking about. I just cannot.
I can't think of his name right now. He's done that too.
I know that character's name. I don't know his name.
I can't think of it right now. All I can think of is Anna Paquin. So,
that's not him.
What was it like? You mentioned, you know, visiting with Tim right off the bat, but you actually got to see, in essence, Star Trek royalty to my eyes, because it was an original cast member.
Mark Duchovny.
Yes, that was a
Man. It was amazing. Matter of fact, there's a picture of me. They got like the Enterprise bridge, Enterprise D bridge, the Picard D bridge. Mark Duchovny sitting in the captain's chair, and I'm sitting in the commander's chair.
Ooh,
man. That was like, yeah.
That's up on my wall.
Yeah. It was so funny. And there's this one picture. We're doing a picture. Walter, like, lower his shirt down and showing his shit. He's like, make sure you get my good side.
Oh, man. What's the I know they kind of are going to do it episodic. Episodes,
yeah, they got like about 11. They're planning to do 13 episodes total right there. So,
are they going to try to do like a season and then try to do another, or is it going to be a complete story, wrap it up, and go?
Well, they're going to basically just see how it goes.
Okay.
They're going to film episode 2 and 3 next year.
Okay.
What they want to do is one episode per month, and they want to do like a TV series shoot time, like 7 to 8 days. Because actually, most of your TV shows, they spend 7 to 8 days filming that one show,
and they're fully relying on their Kickstart account, is what I would call it, get that going, because I know funds is a big thing.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you don't got the money, you can't rent out the studio, because fortunately the studios that has where they do the filming out, they want their money, you know, and buying the materials and props and having everything built, have them made right there, you know. It'd be nice if people like, well, here, hey, have this stuff for free, you know, to do this right here. Just like here at Starbase Studio, the gentleman is letting them use this space right here. So
they still have rent and over gravity cover, too, so anything you can do to help.
Yeah, anything. And that's why, you know, they sell, like, they made the DVDs, the Blu-rays, the comm badges, the props and everything. All that money right there, that what people don't realize, is actually going back into the production. Right there, and cover their cost.
So you are literally, if you are wanting to film on here and everything, you are literally helping yourself by donating. I mean,
yes,
it's not a pointless.
Yeah, Starbase Studios is actually one of the unique places right here. They don't charge people. They ask you just make a donation, at least of $100 to help cover the utilities. And I can tell you right now, if you're in here all day long filming, the utility is going to be more than $100.
So they don't charge here even to film?
No, they do not.
That's great. That's awesome.
They do not, because they believe that people have fun. They want them to come and put their dreams on camera. They want them to see it fulfilled right there. They ain't going to you know, they could easily charge, you know, come here, and some people probably would pay for it.
Probably lots of people would pay for it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's $100 to do a whole day's shooting in the star, you know, in the Starship, and that's definitely worth $100 for anyone that wants to make a fan film. And the fact that they just hope that people help them and don't even charge anything, that's just amazing. That's great, I think.
Yeah, but like I said, and $100 is just help cover the utilities. And if you're here for the whole day, that $100 is not even. So they have to bite the bullet for the rest of the portion right there. Yeah. But like they say, just any amount donation, you know, basically. Somebody probably could, here, I got $50. They'll probably say, yeah, go for it, you know. And they'll bite the bullet. Cool. For the rest.
Going back to Renegades, I had a question. Oh, you've been out to California once. Are you planning on making this trip?
Actually, I already made a second trip for the red carpet premiere.
Sorry. Cool.
When they showed the Star Trek Renegades at the theater. That was a lot of fun. And yes, I'm actually planning to go back there for episode 2 and 3.
Nice.
Awesome. Right there. So.
So hopefully whenever you can, you're going to still partake and enjoy the experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a couple of people that if I moved out there, they will hunt me down and kill me.
Oh, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Yes, I will be back in Huntsville. Don't worry. I'm not moving out there.
Any of the productions?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Have you actually performed on any productions, or you just take pictures?
I took pictures. Now, there's a new one coming out, Starship Tristan. Randy is the person in charge with it. I got to be an extra in that one right there. But
that exciting?
Yes, actually it was.
I've always kind of wanted to be an extra.
I want to do it again.
I've always kind of wanted to be an extra.
That's
I thought
cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I don't care. Let me be a red shirt. I will die. Just to say I could be an
extra. I'll die really well for you. Yeah, exactly.
Y'all can kill me the most gruesome way you can think of. I'd be glad
just
to do it.
I would be the same way. I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, I just want to do a little bit of acting here. Let me have my 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, just let me have one line. Even go, ah! You know?
So are you looking into progressively getting more into the acting side of it? Or do you want to stay background? And
I actually like both. I actually done some couple of anime Vocaloids live action music videos, which I had... happily say I have filmed, directed, and produced it, and edit, and which was, the editing was a pain and a nightmare. Especially when you got to work with difficult people, like, it's not going to look good. I don't care. This, like, okay, this is what you want. And you're like, oh, I hate that. When do I want to put my name on this?
If given a chance, would you give up taking pictures on the set to be one of the main actors, or?
As a main actor?
Yeah.
I would have to say, yeah, I would. I would jump in.
We need a curtain,
you know?
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm taking. Wait.
You know what? Yeah. No, I'll just set my camera on a tripod and I'll have the remote right there and just snap. That way I can do both at the same time.
Have you been a big Star Trek fan for.
Ever since I was a kid.
Ever since you were a kid?
Ever since. CBS did the. Think back in the 70s, 78, 79, 77, they did a marathon on CBS because they were bringing Star Trek back right there. And it was on a Friday night, and my very first episode I watched was Spock's brain. All right, everybody's looking at me like, oh, you poor boy. You still like Star Trek? But that's what got me interested in it. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then the thing is, after I kept watching each episode after that, it got better and better and better. Like, you know, right there.
Not much competition.
Yeah. And my mom's like, I say, Michael Scott Sylvester, you must be in bed. But, Mom, they took Spock's brain. What? They took Spock's brain. And my mom said, never mind. She goes back. And I think I stayed all the way up to like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning to watch all those episodes.
Okay.
And
of course, I know TV shows like that.
And then they're like,
I don't envy you, because there's times where I'll sit down and watch a TV show. Next morning, my mom will walk in. Are you still up?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you ever sleep? No. I don't regret it.
Well, one of the things I neglected to mention, we are actually at Pernot, We are actually at Promenade. Yeah, can I get that? That's hard to say sometimes.
Promenadicon. Yeah.
We are actually at Promenadicon that Vance Majors is doing this weekend. This is October 17th. So this is the first one. He's hoping to make this a regular event. Michael's one of the people that has driven in from Alabama. We've driven in from Kansas. People from all over are gathering together at Starbase Studios here in Oklahoma City just to have a nice interactive day with each other and just visit and have fun. And we appreciate you, Michael, for doing this. If you will let us get your information, we'd like to have you come back on, get some information about stuff with Renegades, the other projects you're working on, just to keep you in the loop, keep the fans in the loop that are
yes.
fans of the Star Trek fan films. That way they know what's going on. So I think that'll do it for this part of the On the Road. And Michael, appreciate you being on with us.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.